We are going to meet someone now who's quite grounded in his work. In fact, he spent many days crawling through tropical rainforests. NPR science correspondent Christopher Joyce, who's reported from a few rainforests himself, has this profile of a scientist known to his students as the astonishing ant man.
Jack Longino started out collecting stamps. He got bored, so he decided to get small.
If you're shopping for a home entertainment system, you can't do better than a good dissecting microscope.
In school, he put insects under the dissecting microscope, and voila, a new world emerged.
With insects, I kept finding things that I could never have imagined.
Amazing jaws, for example.
These strange sideways mandibles with all the teeth on them, and these shield-like faces. These are really scary-looking things. And, you know, they made me think of Hollywood monsters, the creature in Alien and Predator.
When he grew up, Longino started hunting these monsters on his hands and knees in the Central American rainforests. He found the hardest part was just getting there.
You know, when the truck is starting to slide backwards in the mud towards the cliff edge, those are scary moments.
Once there, he did what entomologists do, whack the leaf litter on the ground with a machete, then shake it through mesh screens into bags. You end up with what looks like potting soil.
You don't see much when you look at it, but actually you look close, and it has a high concentration of little crawling things, and that's the gold. It is hard work. You do have the sitting around drinking beer phase.
But that's a brief phase if you want to discover a new species, and Longino is pretty good at that. He's just published two papers describing 33 new species of ants, bringing his personal new species total to 131. Longino says that's actually average, but naming the bugs is where you can have fun. Longino recalls his graduate student, a self-described metalhead, encouraging him to be creative.
Jack, you ought to name these things after, you know, like demons. So Cipacna was one of these Mayan lords of the underworld, and there was this word in a dictionary that was Mabuya, that was a demon. So I named one Europalathrix Mabuya, which I think just sounds great.
Taxonomic poetry aside, Longino says he's deeply serious about describing all the new species he can. It's a snapshot of a disappearing world.
It's hard to attach enormous importance to any one little ant species, but I always feel like our descendants, you know, they're going to be upset with us for wrecking the planet anyway, but they're really going to be mad that we didn't even bother to take a good picture.
When he's not sticking his head into a dead tree in the rainforest, Jack Longino is a biology professor at the University of Utah. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.